The Catholic Bishops' Conference has appealed to the Electoral Commission to put in place a verification system as it embarks on the biometric registration. The president of the conference, Bishop Oseibunsu, told Bubukli Nogo that once the EC wants to go biometric, it must go the full hog. He said if it is a matter of money, the commission must appeal to donors who are more than ready to help.
We are saying that if Ghana has decided to go biometric or is a biometric system, then we go biometric. That means that you go the whole way, registration and verification. So what that means is that you procure the equipment to do the registration, and the same equipment and do the verification, fine. If you need another equipment, fine. But if they cannot stop halfway, and it's not a priority. If you decided to go biometric, then you go the whole way, cannot stop halfway. And so we want a system that people will be happy with, a system that will check some of the abuses in the past. And if it's a matter of money, then you should come out and say that there's no money, and then they can make an appeal to the donor agency, and I'm sure that some of them will help. Democracy is expensive, and we shouldn't give this as an excuse, because the far-reaching consequences are serious. And so if it's a matter of money, they should come out and say it's not a matter of priority.
Will the absence of the verification take away anything from the elections?
No, we are saying that if I've decided to go biometric, then let us go the whole house, because then the system is not complete. If you don't want biometric, then find another system. But where you cannot verify the identity of the voters, then what are you doing?
So what action will you take if the EC fails to provide this verification?
Well, we are appealing to the EC to ensure that has the equipment to give the verification, and we are going to meet with the EC. If they have a problem with money, as I say, then we'll tackle that.
We know that the MPP is leading the call for this verification, and you jumping into this issue, are you not opening up yourself for some kind of collaboration?
No, we as a conference are non-partisan. We are non-aligned to any political party, but when there's an issue, we assess critically and see whether it's in the interest of the nation. And we feel that if we are decided to go biometric, then we should go the whole hog, go the whole way, and try and do it. We are not doing it because the opposition has brought it. You know, if it had been brought up by the party in office, would have done the same thing. It's not a matter of who is bringing it up.
President of Catholic Bishops Conference, Bishop Oseibunsu, in that interview with Bubu Klinogo. Meanwhile, the NDC says though it is not against the provision of verification equipment for the biometric register, it believes it is not the panacea to electoral fraud. Reacting to the call made by the Catholic Bishops Conference, the national organizer of the party, Yao Boatingjan, told Radio Ghana that the provision of the equipment will come with its cost and technical challenges. He said the government will not accept any additional cost that will come with training of party agents on handling the equipment. Mr. Jan also dismissed calls for the implementation of the RUPAL that will allow Ghanaians abroad to vote. He spoke to Bubu Klinogu.
We will not want to stampede the Electoral Commission into taking any action on these things. It is something that we have to give them a free hand, you know, to operate as the Constitution allows them.
But you are a major stakeholder, you are a major political party, ruling government. Do you think the verification is necessary for this register, for the process to be free, fair and transparent?
In the first place, when we say verification, what do we mean? It means that anybody who goes there to cast his or her vote should be identified as the person who is holding the card or who is actually wearing that name. We have all agreed that this voter's register is bloated. We should get a system to clean it. And if the Electoral Commission has decided that we are going to use a metric system to clean the register, I think it is the first step in the right direction. But our brothers are saying that they should rather take two steps by providing this verification machine. And that one too goes with extra expenses. And again, it also has its own problem. It is a call by this very important body. We are just saying that they have the right to express their view. Whether the Electoral Commission is in a position financially to provide those things, it is up to them. If some other people are just trying to push the agenda of the provision of these things that they think will let the whole system be complete, fine. You will have the money, fine. If you don't have it, and let me put on record that NDC have never said that we do not agree on the provision of these verification machines. Clearly, we think that financially we are in a position to bring in the verification machines. Why not?
The argument is that donor partners are ready to support the EC to secure these verification machines.
We will not have any problem with donor partners coming in to help us financially. We just have to ask the Electoral Commission that if they are ready and they will have the personnel to run all these machines that they are talking about. We will not agree to the Electoral Commission saying that we have to train some other people, and that is also going to go for a cost. So So if we are going to use these things, then the training of personnel, the handling of these machines on polling day, and even the training of party agents to actually know exactly how these machines are to be performed on polling day, I think we need to include all these things. And all these things will go for a cost. If the donor agencies are prepared to cover all these expenditures, why not? We will rather, welcome it. But just as we have said, I think it will be a financial burden on the government if we are to provide money for some of these things.
How will you respond to the argument that the cost of a disputed election is much greater than the cost of the verification equipment?
Well, unless, of course, you want to push the order design agenda, and that is exactly what they are pushing, and most Ghanaians are trying to buy into it. And let me also say that even the verification itself cannot maybe eradicate all electoral fraud, in this country.
The last issue I want to take your view on is that last time the president promised to support the EC to make sure that the prisoners vote. There's also this call that even as we allow the prisoners to vote, we should also allow our brothers and sisters outside to also vote. In other words, the implementation of the ROPAL. What is the NDC stance on the ROPAL?
You see, they come again with another push of the law. Were they not the same people who enacted this law during their time? Why didn't they implement it? I will not buy it. Our brothers and sisters in abroad, and I just came from UK, we do not even have records and data on the number of Ghanaians living abroad until we have had this National Identification Authority have finished everything, and we can identify the number of Ghanaians resident abroad. We will never push for ROPA because we protested against ROPA, and if they were unable to implement it, it is not that. This one has been a ruling by the Supreme Court, and we know the number of prisoners in our prisons. We have the data, but how are we going to register our brothers and sisters abroad? How are we going to do it? We have about a few months to election day, and then you are bringing in Europa. And who is going to go out there to register them? And how are we even going to register them? Do we want to stampede the Electoral Commission to take up a lot of programs that are on 7th December? They cannot have enough time to prepare for this election. They should stop some of these things and allow us to concentrate on what we are doing as a government, and ask the Electoral Commission to do their constitutionally mandated program.
National organizer of NDC, Yao Boatingjan, in that interview with Bubu Klinogu.